Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
That's right. It's time for Florida Man on the Dana Show, D Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X on Twitter. Great ways to stay connected to her. I have three Florida Men stories that I liked a whole lot. The first one was a Florida teenager who was driving his motorcycle at crazy reckless speeds, like 130 miles an hour, 19-year-old kid in Orlando that was doing this. First and foremost, I will say that at that age, behind the wheel of anything, much less a fancy crotch rocket motorcycle, you do make stupid decisions, decisions that are tremendously more dangerous than you might realize they are. Still a crime, still bad, still deserve to get in trouble. But nonetheless, part of me at least can envision myself being almost as dumb, as not quite as dumb, but almost as dumb as this person. So I guess I'm just putting that out there. Still a very bad thing. But this guy was driving so fast in his vehicle that it burst into flames. People said he won the Ghost Rider Award. He is fine. Everybody else is fine. No one got injured, thank God. But the dude literally burst his motorcycle into flames by flying around highways in Florida at 130-plus miles per hour. That would be a lot faster than the 65-mile-per-hour zones he was in when he got arrested. That's got to be a unique prize or a unique version of an accomplishment. Not that I think that that's what I should call it. To watch your motorcycle burst into flame after you're being pulled over for speeding and speeding at such a ridiculous degree. There's a moment where you think maybe you'll learn a lesson in all. I don't know, but maybe you will at 19 years old realize how dumb you were behaving. Another story I love, a Florida man put his house on the market for sale, $420,000 in Tampa. That's not a newsworthy thing in and of itself, except the ridiculousness of the home. They covered all the different crazy things in it that you're probably going to have to remove. There is a pirate cave basement, which sounds and looks exactly like you think it would sound and look. There is a room dedicated to a 1950 hot rod vehicle that sort of looks like a diner that would be around the same concept, but it's just a room in the home. And then my favorite, there is a Jaws tribute in the backyard, complete with a bunch of taxidermy stuff. Because, I mean, how can you celebrate the movie Jaws without throwing a bunch of things in your backyard to do that? All these things are supposed to be add-ons to the home that you're buying for $420,000 that you're very quickly ripping out of this place if you do purchase it at all. But I love that. I love the craziness of this Florida house. And then finally, one last story that I saw. A Florida man bought a used 1999 Honda Civic from a car dealership. It had 250,000 miles on it, no windshield, no front bumper. It was missing a bunch of things. The cops pulled the guy over and said, "Do you really think this vehicle is safe?" It immediately made me think of trains, planes, and automobiles.
You feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, I really do. I believe Great. That. I know it's not pretty to look at,
it
but it'll
not.
Get you where you want to go.
Yeah.
Now, you got no outside mirror.
No, we lost that.
Yeah,
you have no functioning gauges.
Do
no, not.
Not
a one. However, the radio still works. I mean, that may seem, with all this mess, that the radio is the only thing that's really working good, and it's as clear as a bell. Don't ask.
Hey, you can listen to the Dana Show while you drive around in your crazy car. But a guy literally bought a version of the trains, planes, and automobiles car that was broken. Not that it was lit on fire, too. That was the motorcycle guy. But in this case, the dude had several things missing. His steering wheel was dangling and not well equipped into the car, and the dashboard had problems. He was told he couldn't drive that car anymore, and people are in trouble. Quick break, a lot more. Craig Hall filling in on The Dana Show.
I was talking with Colin Plume over at Noble Gold Investments, and we were discussing how no one really knows what 2026 is going to bring. Elections, markets, wars. But one thing we do know, gold and silver have outlasted every empire. And that's why gold keeps coming up as a steady, reliable option. Every crash, every currency. And at the end of the day, it's about that peace of mind. Having a little gold in your strategy can make those wild market swings a lot easier to live with. Because real wealth isn't flashy. It's being prepared and protecting what you've already built for yourself, your kids, and your grandkids. Create a more stable financial future. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. And when you open a qualified account, you'll receive a complimentary 3-ounce silver virtue coin. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Having a little gold in your strategy can make those wild market swings a lot easier to live with. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Roger Goodell said something really interesting yesterday. This is after Bad Bunny said Ice Out and other stuff at the Grammy Awards. Of course, Bad Bunny will be doing the Super Bowl halftime show. It might be odd to start the show with like a sports thing, but this was the most fascinating thing to me, that Goodell is confident that Bad Bunny is going to unite people and not, push us further in our opposite directions, which no one else is confident will occur. I assume a whole lot of people before and especially after the Grammy Awards assume that there will be some kind of ice thing that will be an aspect of Bad Bunny's halftime show. He'll be political, definitely, is what a lot of us assume. And I think his own fans, I don't know how many there are, but those ones out there would be disappointed if he's not. And a whole lot of other people like myself will be incredibly annoyed if politics gets injected, even though it's all over sports, yet again into the world of sports that I like as an escape from politics, not a way to discuss it with my friends and family. This seems like the kind of thing I don't need. And the Turning Point halftime show is really interesting, too. But anyway, let's play the Goodell audio first, and then we'll get back to this.
Bad Bunny made a pretty clear anti-ICE statement at the Grammys last night. What are you expecting in terms of political statement, whether that's from Bad Bunny or Green Day or any of the other performers?
On your first question, security is obviously one of the things we focus on the most.
By the way, I know that question's not in there, but I love the fact that the guy's like, I don't want to answer that one yet. And Green Day is a horribly political band, a band I liked a lot when I was younger, not because of politics at all. I don't remember caring about politics at all. But I remember thinking they were cool when the Dookie album came out, that now unavoidably, every time you hear any music, you can't escape their one-sided political messaging.
The SEER 1 level event, that involves unique assets at the federal level, the state level, and the local level, all working together. I see no change in that in the preparations for the Super Bowl. We've not seen that. We're working with all three of those levels.
I know you don't want to talk about it.
And doing everything we can to make sure it's a safe environment. Good. And the federal government is a big part of that.
All right. We're still waiting.
This administration, every other administration before that.
That second part was more important.
It's probably been the category we've had.
I was so amused by how long he took to answer. Do you expect any sort of increased need for people to make sure everything is safe? Like, are you expecting any additional dramatic stuff to happen? Is there any concern there? And this is like a 45-second answer.
Since at least the turn of the century, if not before that.
I
just anticipate we'll continue to do the work to make it the safest event. On your second question, I think everybody in Warner, listen, Bad Bunny is, and I think that was demonstrated last night, one of the great artists in the world. And that's one of the reasons we chose him. But the other reason is he understood the platform he was on, and that this platform is used to unite people,
right,
and to be able to bring people together with their creativity, with their talents, and to be able to use this moment to do that. And I think
I love that he said that Bad Bunny is one of the great artists in the world, and that a Grammy award or a couple of them is a demonstration of that, because a whole lot of people win Grammys that you've never heard of, and I've never heard of. All of the new bands that they always showcase there that win the New Band of the Year award. No idea who any of those are usually. And I assume you're the same on that. A lot of times the Grammy Awards are full of people that you're like, oh, I know that song kind of, or you have no idea. But yes, I'm not trying to. Bad Bunny's talented. He's good at what he does. All that's fine. I'm not going to go that far to try to crap on it. And I know the guy's Puerto Rican, so I know he is part of the United States. Even though that's been a thing that they joked about on the Grammys too, it's just so stupid. The Turning Point USA alternative halftime show is also really looking very appealing. Kid Rock is going to be a part of it. It'd be funny if Chris Rock was. A lot of other people sound like they're going to be in there. I think there's like a voice contestant who's going to sing something. It's probably going to take a lot of eyeballs away from the actual halftime show because of how much politics is likely to be injected into one of those things. And it's really just going to be a celebration about America in the other. By the way, I do want to also play this audio. I thought this was interesting. CNN saying that a whole lot of people agree with Nicki Minaj and that voter ID for voting in elections, a photo ID to vote, makes a lot of sense. It's a crazy thing. I have audio and I should play the audio, but I will say this. It's a crazy thing to fight. And it's being fought. Of course, it's been fought for a long time. But if someone on the other side of this argument were to take an honest step back and reflect for a second and say to themselves just one thing, why would my side of the aisle not want a photo ID for people to vote? There's no good answer to that. There's nothing that comes that you can't say, well, you know, it's racism or it's this or that, because there's so many other things in our society, buying alcohol among them, where if this was actually a racist action, you feel like people would complain about it more. Of course it's not. So having a photo ID to vote in an election, one of the most important things we do as Americans in this country, it feels obvious. And apparently CNN is admitting that people, along with Nicki Minaj, who got crapped on at the Grammys, agree with this sentiment.
And the American people are with Nicki Minaj, because what are we talking about here? So
yeah,
take
baby.
A look here. Favor voter ID to vote. Look, I got all this polling on the screen going back since 2018. You'll notice on all of it, it's all north of 75%, 76%, 76%, 76%, 81%, and then 83% in the last year of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj. They favor photo ID.
Of course they do. By the way, that 76% that he started as a chain was in 2018, and then 21, 23, 24, all trending upward. By 2025, it's 83%. Of course, a lot of us favor this. And this is the game that they play. The whole, we promise it's not about the thing that you definitely can tell it's about. We want people who are not allowed to vote in elections because they're going to vote for us. So we want illegitimate votes every single election, all the time. That's what Democrats are saying quietly, or sometimes not all that quietly, even though out loud they're saying it's racism. That of course, we don't want to do it for this reason. It's one of their tried and trues, man. For Democrats, some sort of identity politics thing has got to be the excuse for the terrible stuff they want to do. If they want to defund the police or defund ICE, it's because of racism. It doesn't matter what it is. You can connect the dots for them from regular normal thing that has nothing to do with racism, sexism, etc., the thing that's definitely about that, and they have it circled and underlined when they have their talking points written for them. And again, it doesn't matter how we get there.
Our partners that bring you the program, look, it is really easy to have your private information and your financial information compromised. And there really anymore isn't anything that you really even need to do. You can visit a website that's been compromised. This is where Webroot comes in. Webroot has different classes of protection. Like they have Webroot Total Protection. They have Webroot Essentials. And it's super easy to be able to put this on your computer, have it run in the background. It's just easy, right? And it's not clunky. In fact, I think it scans six times faster. And it takes up 33% less space than like the Norton and the McAfee and all that stuff. So it's not slowing down your computer. And that's one of the biggest criticisms that people have of this stuff. So with Webroot, you have the two classifications, Webroot Essentials, Webroot Total Protection, and it's lightning fast antivirus. The Webroot Total Protection is going to have you covered everything, including dark web, VPN, identity protection, and it's going to make sure that just, you know, not just your devices are locked down, but your information isn't popping up anywhere online where it should not be. It's 2026, not 2006. Protect yourself and your family. 60% off at webroot.com/Dana. That's webroot.com/Dana for 60% off. Live a better digital life with Webroot.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
That's right. It's time for a Quick Five on the Dana Show. That was Three Dog Night, of course, because their lead singer, Chuck Negron, died. Sad, 83 years old. Definitely a great band at one time in our society. So a tribute to him, first and foremost, that was played there. Some other things out there as far as Quick Five stuff goes. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio, and X on Twitter. A great ways to stay connected to her. Americans will legally bet. I love that this was in the headline, by the way, because illegally it's going to be a little bit more or a lot more. But legally, we'll bet $1.7 billion during the Super Bowl. This is on all kinds of things, prop bets, sports-related stuff and not sports-related things. People will bet, for example, on how long the national anthem goes over and under of a certain amount of time. But by and large, it'll be actually the event itself from a sports standpoint. $1.76 billion, though. That's a ton of money. And again, this is legal. We don't know about anybody who's showing up and meeting a bookie under the table, throwing them some money, and then maybe getting their legs broken if things don't go the way that they think they're going to go. Good luck to all, though, out there. A lot of people are going to lose. That's how betting works. This is why I don't do it a lot. I'm always tempted to do it, and occasionally I might throw down a little bit of money. I like the $5 parlay, where if I get all three legs of it, all of a sudden I make $250. That's the thing I like. When you're working with those kind of odds, though, it doesn't happen often. Anyway, McDonald's, this is another story out there. is debuting a McNugget caviar just in time for Valentine's Day. You cannot get this inside the McDonald's restaurants. You have to go to McNuggetCaviar.com. You have to order it. They're going to send it to you in the mail. It's a $25 gift card to go to McDonald's, a 1 ounce tin of caviar, a mother of pearl caviar spoon, some creme fraiche as well, which I guess is important somehow. But what you're supposed to do is take your kit with you to McDonald's, use the gift card to buy the nuggets, and then enjoy yourself a very odd Valentine's Day caviar dinner, which I have no interest in whatsoever. Caviar is not that good. People know this. Everybody knows this. If you ever had it, you just pretend it's great because of how fancy it is. But we all know it's not good. And there's no reason to add it to McDonald's. I would actually like tell someone who did this if it was a surprise somehow. Like, the missus would never buy a Valentine's Day surprise for me. This is what I'm supposed to do for her. But if anyone ever did this and I witnessed it, I'd tell them it was an absolutely ridiculous loss of money. Like, that was a dumb move. Because you've made, I don't know, but you do what you want. It's your cash. Spend it however. One last story that I saw. This is in the New York Post, and I just want to read the headline because it's amazing. It says that women are chasing the perfect body, and so more and more people are purchasing, and this is a quote, ethically sourced cadaver fat. Yes, that's the fat from dead people, and they are injecting it into their butt and their boobs. They're recycling, according to them. This is beyond creepy. I don't want to know how this is ethically sourced. I don't want any information about it. It's actually quite costly. For example, $45,000 might be the cost to plump up your backside with cadaver fat. And I also don't know why people want to do this, but it's becoming a trend, at least for wealthy people in places like New York City, according to the New York Post. This is creepy. It's beyond creepy to me. This is the kind of thing that if someone told you they were considering it, you'd tell them to call a psychologist. You're like, yeah, that sounds great. That's an interesting idea. Just out of nowhere, a totally separate topic. You should probably call someone about a mental health thing. You should probably check in to see if that's okay, if that's the kind of thing you need to maybe discuss with people. Because I don't know why, if you're injecting something fake into your body, you also want it to be ethically sourced cadaver fat. Like, I don't understand that last part. I feel like if we're going the road of injection, just inject me with anything, baby. It doesn't have to be the fancy stuff from the dead people, which is a weird way to say that. It can just be fake stuff that's not at all, I don't know, sourced from someone who used to be alive. All right, quick break. A lot coming up. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show. This is insane. I saw even Dana tweeted about this saying that, well, it's not surprising, even though she feels like she should be surprised by it. It's crazy. And a local news affiliate, NBC7 in Boston, seemed to be happy to tell this story about the indentured servant who's now trapped inside a woman's home because she wants to be here. This is the weird stuff the left does. They fight and demand that you treat people with certain levels of respect, regardless of if they have the legal right to be in this country. And then also they want people to move into their house and cook for them. They want both things. Darn it. I want people to pick my food for a much cheaper amount of money, to be paid almost nothing compared to if that job had to be done by someone who is legally in this country. I want that. I also want a personal chef.
And it's really fun having them. What I realized is there's so much prejudice against refugees, mostly because people don't know them.
Lisa says she feels like she has her own personal chef, as Wildande loves cooking.
Wildande loves it. She's so happy to cook. Yeah, and then just showing her cooking stuff and speaking in Spanish to other people. But Wildande now appears to be a trapped slave inside someone's house because she loves cooking. And news seems very excited about that. They seem very thrilled to discuss it. And how dare you point out the ridiculousness of that? Actually, another great piece of audio. Thank you again. Shout out to producer Steven for sending this, which feels like a perfect response to the thing I just played. There was a white woman. I want to preface this so you know, in case you want to shoot the messenger, which would be me. I'm not the one saying the thing I'm about to play. The person who is saying it is a white woman who went viral on social media. She's criticizing liberal white women. So it's a white on white crime, and it's not even me. It's a woman on woman fight that's happening here, but it's done so well. And she plays multiple clips. All the clips have the bad words removed, but she plays multiple clips of crazy people saying crazy stuff on social media. I can play a little bit of that, one of the examples she uses. But then it jumps to her breaking it all down. And it's so fantastic. And I guess the reason I'm going to play the audio of her saying it is that if I say it, someone will want to attack me for being sexist. I can't be racist. I'm also white. But I could be sexist, according to the idiots out there who say I can't have an opinion on stuff. So darn it, let's let the white lady do it instead of me. But first, here's some of the things she was playing before she spoke of the crazy people.
Don't come on my page and say that people should be in this country legally. Don't do it.
Okay, sorry. The next one is just a woman with a crazy face painted thing and crazy audio behind her yelling and screaming. There's a gay lady, white lady, who says that the reason that Renee Good was shot is she's gay. A bunch of that. And a bunch of like fake tears and crying and whatever. And now here's the woman explaining what's happening.
People are wondering right now how in the world a person's brain ends up like this, because this is not how healthy, happy people act.
No, it's not.
Let me explain. Liberal women are what happens when the natural female instinct to nurture and defend and care for gets misdirected away from families and children.
Uh-oh.
And misapplied to whatever the liberal cause of the week is.
Whoa.
See, women have an innate instinct to support and emotionally connect to vulnerable people. We are designed to be mama bears. And in the absence of a stable and healthy home and family, a woman will find a place to put all of that. The natural instinct to sacrifice yourself for your children gets misapplied in all the wrong directions. You want to know why so many liberal women are out there playing hero for criminal aliens and gender-confused perverts and cultures that hate them? It's because they believe they have identified groups of people who need them.
They need them. They're in desperate need of them. Yes, I've said this not just about liberal white ladies, although I do enjoy the fact that this not liberal white lady seems to be saying all this. I think this about anybody. I think this about the protesters who show up to protest ICE, the deranged people like Alex Preddy, which he was. It's still tragic that he died, but he was crazy, kicking out the lights of ICE vehicles and whatnot. They just want this self-importance. It's all about them. It's a psychological thing where they're getting fulfillment by thinking they have some sort of higher purpose in our society, in life. And they seem to think that this makes them a tremendously good person, regardless of what else they do, how terrible they act in their day-to-day life. Whatever they say, however they behave, whoever they're mean to, as long as they go out and protest a thing and seem to be the craziest person on the street, they can sleep well at night because it's about them. It's not about the people that they're trying to quote unquote protect by going out there and being insane. And they're becoming deranged because of the messaging of the left or the messaging of media. So much media right now is pretending as though ICE agents are the devil. They're Nazis. And that, it's crazy. What I think we need at some point, I would love it if this was a spot that aired during the Super Bowl. And unfortunately, you can't air it the way I'd wanted to because people want to dox and attack and harm these individuals. But just ICE agents showing that they're regular humans. You know, just saying I'm a regular human being. I have a wife and kids. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm just doing a job that the people in charge in our government have told me to do. And I'll say this. I feel like I said it yesterday, but I'll say it again. When you create a fight in which your side of the aisle is trying to get all of your people to fight the lowest level on the other side, you don't want to fight the higher ups, excuse me. The powers in the top of the, you know, rafters at whatever the event is where the fundraising is happening. You want to fight the people on the ground level. You want to look someone in the face who you can touch, who's tangible to you, and tell them that they're the bad guy and they need to do differently or they are going to get in trouble. When you do that, you're trying to intimidate people to not follow the directions of people above them because you can't win the fight at the higher level. The reason you choose to fight the person at the lowest level to you is because you can't do anything else. You have no other options for whatever reason, whether this is because the message you have, the thing you're trying to say is worthless and you know you won't win the argument at a higher level. This even happens in like workplaces. I'll tell you the amount of times as just somebody who's been in an interesting career, I've been in media for years and years and years. A bunch of people are egotistical idiots and morons in this profession that I happen to be in. And so occasionally someone who has slightly more influence and or power than you will do a whole lot to mess with you. They'll do everything they can to screw with you and how your job works or how you're behaving. This happens at all kinds of other jobs too. And you might scratch your head, go home at night and be like, why are they messing with me so much? This person that's more influential, more powerful, more successful, whatever the word might be, than you, is just disgruntled. They're just unhappy with their life. This is the women that she's talking about who don't have another place to put their mama bear instinct, so they put it in these insane places and think that they're doing good, or at least making themselves happier, when the reality is they're doing insane and terrible things. But these people just do it for ego, for in their own self, to feel more important. They screw with you. They might even cause you to eventually lose your job. And at the end of the day, I bet you a year or two after you're fired, they're thinking to themselves why they did that and why they're now attacking the next person in line, because they just don't want to see people move above them. They don't want to see any of that. It's all ego. It's all about themselves. It's all terrible and awful. And they always pick a fight with someone weaker because those people have no you-know-whats. The people like this don't want to fight the highest level because they don't have the bleeps to do it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bethany Frankel here from Just Be with Bethany Frankel, and I am just going to say it. The drinks aisle needs an intervention. Bottles, cans, all promising health and wellness, but after a glug, you just shrug. Then there's Synergy Kombucha, real kombucha. Synergy supports mind and body through your gut with 9 billion probiotics. Yep, 9 billion probiotics. Can you even count that high? In flavors you will love. No hype, just quality, taste, and real benefits. That's kombucha made the right way. Don't chase fads. Choose standards. DM at Synergy Kombucha on Instagram with the code TheRealKombucha to get a free bottle while supplies last. Synergy, the kombucha with standards.
A KFC tale in the pursuit of flavor. The Colonel made his $10 Tuesday bucket so full with 8 pieces of juicy, crispy chicken or tenders that it might just last you till Wednesday. If you've got that kind of self-control. I mean, some people want leftovers. Others are more into right nowers. The Colonel lived so we could chicken. $10, 8 pieces, one big deal with KFC $10 Tuesdays.
Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.